For the first time in its 51-year history, Scottish Opera is bringing Handel's Rodelinda to the stage. Following young Queen Rodelinda as she battles to keep her throne after her husband is killed, it's an opera packed with passion, ambition, blackmail, grief, revenge and love. I'm Emma York, and the stars of Rodelinda are telling me they think audiences across Scotland will recognise themselves in the struggles on stage. Countertenor Andrew Radley is singing the role of Rodelinda's husband, Bertie Rideau.
I think this is one of Handel's really great pieces. I think because all the characters are very strongly driven. The interesting thing about it is, although it's written in a Baroque style, the characters are easy to relate to from a modern point of view. The things that they're after, the things that they're searching for, the things that motivate them are things that we can relate to very easily in the 21st century. And that's not always the case in every Baroque opera. I'll be the first person to admit that.
Sarah Power is a soprano singing Rodelinda, and she agrees.
It's about a mother, a wife, a strong woman who's trying to survive in a world full of bullies. So it would probably resonate with the audience.
And even if you come for the plot, Sarah and Andrew reckon you'll also fall in love with the music.
The music in Rodelinda is just absolutely beautiful. We're actually performing in English, but people might know Se Pietà, which is towards the end of the opera, and that is a beautiful, slow, heartbreaking aria, and I might say that that's one of my favourites. Also, there's quite a joyful aria called Mio Caro Bene, and I love that one as well. My husband, Bertie Rideau, sings a very famous aria, Dove Sei, which I actually sang as a child in English. It was called Art Thou Troubled, and it's a beautiful, well-known Handel tune.
Oh, I get some great tunes. There are some beautiful... It's amazing music, actually. He's a bit of a lovelorn, forlorn character, so he does spend his time being quite mopey in a nice way, in a very romantic way, and I get the most famous tune of all of them, so it's all okay.
In charge of that stunning score is the production's music director, Susanna Wapshot. Susanna will lead the performance from the harpsichord, playing alongside a cellist and violinist, which is a departure from piano accompaniment for Scottish Opera's autumn tour, and a new challenge for her too.
I'm used to leading the singers from the piano, waving my hands about, generally. But to have two musicians in the picture as well will be very different, because musicians work very differently to singers. The two musicians we have will be very sympathetic to the singers, which is why I chose them. It won't be a walk in the park, it won't be easy, but I think that we're all, so the six singers and myself and the two musicians, I think we will really bond as a group and really create a chamber performance of this opera.
And what will that be like for audiences? What kind of differences will that make, do you think, for them?
It's a different sound world from the piano, of course. It's truer to how you might see it performed on a big stage with a full orchestra. We can create more colours, which will hopefully enhance the drama. And I suppose it's more like what Handel imagined hearing when he composed it.
So even if you've never tried opera before, Andrew thinks this could be the one for you.
Forget any of your preconceptions about Baroque opera. It's as immediate as any other type. Possibly even more so, because the music is unbelievably beautiful and it's always very clear what the music's trying to say, so you can just kind of relax into that. If you've not seen opera singers up close, the advantage of this production is that we're actually in smaller venues where you'll really get a sense of the physicality of an opera singer, both in how they move but how they sing, which adds something to what they're saying. If you enjoy your theatre, this is another kind of side to theatre.
Rodelinda tours to 16 venues across Scotland from the 26th of September. For all venue and ticket information, go to scottishopera.org.uk.